Good evening. My name is Todd Chaffee, and my family and I have been attending Church of the Servant now for about, oh gosh, I guess 2.5 years. And so it is a privilege for me to be here at Church of the Servant, but it's especially a privilege to be asked to be a part of this Easter evening service. So thank you very much for the opportunity and the blessing to be here with you. When I received the phone call from Pastor Jack to reflect on what the resurrection means to me, I had to think that really the resurrection has meant many things for me over my lifetime. And I suspect for the rest of my life, the resurrection will mean many more things. For instance, as a boy, I grew up in a conservative Baptist church. And the resurrection there had everything to do with my personal salvation. And so as you can imagine, in a conservative Baptist church, we heard a lot about sin. We heard a lot about our sin. We heard a lot about hell. And we heard a lot about how we needed to avoid hell. And so the crucifixion and resurrection was talked about, preached about, told about often. In fact, it's funny that as a boy growing up as a conservative Baptist, it seemed like every Sunday was Easter Sunday. And it was Good Friday. And it was Holy Week. In that every Sunday, we would hear the story about how Christ died for our sins. And that we needed to accept him, turning from our sin, avoiding hell, and receiving his glory. And as I reflected on that experience for this evening, growing up as a young boy, it dawned on me that for me as a young boy, the resurrection was all about history. It was about something that had taken place long ago, almost 2,000 years ago. It was something that happened, it was over, and now I had to make a decision about that historical event, and once I did, the crucifixion and resurrection became a part of my personal history. But it was always history. It was always something behind me, something past. So, I think as a boy, I thought about, well, Jesus died, he was raised, I needed to accept him, I needed to get saved, and that's that. Now what? And I never quite knew what the now what was. That now what piece, that what's next piece, came sometime later in my teenage years. When I was 16 years old, my family and I learned that my father had cancer, terminal brain cancer. And only 5 months after that diagnosis, just after I had turned 17, my father died. And during those 5 months, I learned a lot about my faith, about my father's faith, and about the resurrection. You see, my father, even though he had been raised in the church, really didn't live out the faith in his life. In fact, it just wasn't clear what the Christian faith meant to him for most of his life. But there we were in a good Baptist setting, and so sure enough, several years before my father was diagnosed with brain cancer, he was at an evening service, and again, as you can imagine, it was an evening Baptist service, and the preacher was preaching and shouting at times, and the people were saying amen and preach it, and the preacher was preaching about the crucifixion and the resurrection. And lo and behold, at the end of that service, if my dad didn't get up when asked to and move to the front of the sanctuary and accept Jesus Christ. And so my father, as Baptists like to say, was born again. And you know, that event that evening made all the difference for my father. It literally changed his life. He started going to church. He started reading his Bible. He started talking about spiritual things. He even went around asking for forgiveness from those whom he had hurt. And that's no small task for a hard-nosed East Coast Italian. Things were different. Things were really different. And during his illness, I recall sitting with him one afternoon in our living room, and he began to talk about death. And he began to talk about his death. I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say. And so I just listened. He said that he didn't fear death because Jesus had been raised from the dead and conquer death. The resurrection was about Christ's life after death, and now my Father's life after death. New life all the way around. And my Father said, you know, it's okay that I'm going to die because I know I'm going to live. And all of a sudden, it was okay for me too. And for the first time, the resurrection wasn't simply about the past. It was about the future. It was about the life that we're living and the life that we will live. The resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, was just the starting point. The resurrection meant that my Father could live his life, even in the face of death, even after death. He could live and live and live forever. And it meant the same for me. And finally, the future, not just the past, the future didn't seem quite so unknown, quite so unpredictable, quite so scary. Several years later again, this time in my late 20s, the resurrection took on a completely new meaning yet again. I was teaching a Roman Catholic high school run by the Jesuits, an order of priests and brothers in the Christian or the Catholic Church. The new Pope comes from the Jesuit order. And the Jesuits are known for at least two things: education and spirituality. And so there at the high school, I had the education piece down. And so I was finally introduced to the spirituality of the Jesuits, what they call the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, which is a compilation of meditations and prayers and contemplative practices. And for Jesuits, these exercises take place normally over a 30-day retreat, which they spend in solitude and prayer. And each Jesuit is expected to practice two 30-day retreats at least in his life. Now, over the years, the Jesuits found that a lot of lay people, when they learned about these spiritual exercises, were very attracted to this idea, this rich, deep idea of spirituality. And so the Jesuits developed a spiritual retreat for lay people. And here, the person is expected to get a spiritual director, meet once a week with that director, and do so over the course of an entire calendar year. And they call it the annotated version of the spiritual exercises. And so, lo and behold, there I found myself signing up for a year-long retreat of the Ignatian spiritual exercises. Now, the goal of the exercises is to ask the person, along with the director, to use Scripture to live with Jesus, live with his birth, live with his life, live with his ministry, live with his crucifixion and resurrection, and to learn to pray through Scripture and through the life of Christ, always asking the question, who are you, Lord, and what is it you have for me? And so after nearly a year now of going through these exercises with my director, we came upon the crucifixion and resurrection. The spiritual exercises end with Holy Week. We read Scripture, we prayed, and we sought God. And as I traveled with Jesus, so to say, as I traveled the road to Jerusalem and the path to the cross, as I stood under the feet of Jesus at the cross and there at the empty tomb and finally before the risen Lord, I was asking, so what is it I'm supposed to see? What is it I'm supposed to experience? What is it the Lord has for me here in this journey? And I couldn't come up with much. I was having a very difficult time with Holy Week. And so I talked to my director several times about it, and he finally asked me this question. As you look at the empty tomb, seeing yourself in the story, what color do you see? Color? What color do I see? Yes, color. You know, bright red, drab gray. What color do you see? I guess I see bright. Bright yellow? Bright white? Maybe bright blue? I just see bright. And then he said, do you see the world now this way?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think I see it in any color. He said, well, why not? Jesus is resurrected, right? Why wouldn't you see the world now in the color of the resurrection? I don't know. He goes, well, you should. The whole world is different because of the resurrection. It's as if the whole world is on fire with color and light. And my director challenged me to see the world in this color, in the light of the resurrection, in the reality of the resurrection, the magnificence and splendor of the resurrection. Live, he said, as if the resurrected Jesus is all around you, because he is. Because Jesus is resurrected from the dead, the whole world is now in color. Bold, brilliant, and bright. It would take again some more years before I would deepen yet again my understanding of the resurrection. And this time it was as a graduate student studying the theology, and here some will know this, the theology of Karl Barth. And so there I was reading about Karl Barth's life and his theology, and early on in Barth's life, I read an essay that he wrote as a young pastor, really. And the essay is called The Christian's Place in Society. And you can imagine by the title itself, much could be said about the Christian's place in society. But before anything should be said, said Barth, we must stop to make certain we understand our position. Our position is this, Barth wrote. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the power which moves the world and us. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power which moves the world and us. It is the power, he wrote, which allows us to reform and renew all of our relations. It's the reason we can throw our energies, he added, into the most humdrum tasks, into the business nearest at hand. We have the courage in this age both to endure limitations, chains, and imperfections, and also to do away with them. Because of the resurrection, we enjoy the liberty of living. That phrase stuck with me. And over all these years, it finally dawned on me, the resurrection is about the past, it's about the future, and it's about living. It's about living fully now, just as Christ would have us. The resurrection has meant many different things to me over the years, and it will continue to do so. It's not simply about the past, not simply about the future. It's not simply about our salvation from sin and hell, nor is it just about life after death. The resurrection is about all times and all places, impacting every human being, somehow, some way, giving color to a colorless world, shedding light on all creation. Because Jesus is raised from the dead, the world and our lives are forever changed in ways we are just beginning to understand. Amen.
we'll be right back.